بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Everyone has a shock women who love to have children. Alhamdulillah is a very great ni'mah. But sad to say that we do not know our responsibilities. That's why they say we need dua to make dua to Allah to give us pious children. The Quran also says the same thing. So we are lacking today is pious children. Now it's not the children's fault, it's because of our own faults. We feel that we got an amanat, but we don't know the responsibility that we have to fulfill. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةٌ. This property of yours and your children is a fitna. From 4 years and warned us that this is going to be a fitna if you do not know how to use it right. It can either take you to Jannah or it take you to Jahannam. Allah must protect us. لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Do not divert your children and your property, must not divert you from the remembrance of Allah. Allah is reminding us all the time, go on pusakum wa ahlikum nar. You know, when we get something from this world, someone tells us do this thing here, although the report becomes false afterward, we take it as very important. The report of Allah Ta'ala is 100% genuine. We have yaqeen on that. But the true yaqeen is this much, that we know that that's our responsibility Allah has given us. How we should take care of it. In an investment, you lose something, what happens to you? You get completely lost. The amanat group, it crumbled, you also crumbled with that. But great amanat is the amanat of your child. This amanat is in the world it is. Allah can give you double on that. But the amanat of a child, when he leaves you, they did not fulfill that amanat, what is your position? How many of us are paying attention to our children? Sad to say, they are becoming alims, they are becoming doctors, they are becoming everything. But they are not pious children. Not pious children. Now what's the reason for that? Everything got a reason for it. It's always this much that we have to understand that we have to be pious before the child becomes pious. Everyone wants their child to be one, become someone, but ask yourself, how you, who are you? Every mother wants the child to be pious. Every father wants the child to be a pious child. Then ask yourself, where are you going wrong? It's obvious that the child is a duplicate to the father and mother. Whatever the mother does, the father does. It will fall into the habits of the child. And today, unfortunately, this much, that upbringing of children is so important that no matter what happens in husband and wife, it will not affect the children. Nowadays, you come to realize that if there is misunderstanding in husband and wife, you should be on one page when you come to bring up your children. Because the child will manipulate between the father and mother. And this is exactly what is happening here. If a mother is saying something, let her do the right thing, but because of the misunderstanding, the child knows that I'm going to speak to my father, he'll say something else. Whereas it's so important if you bring your children up the correct way that both the parties, the husband and wife, no matter what misunderstanding you have, first of all, you shouldn't have any misunderstanding at all. That you should believe that you must be on one page so that, you know, if the father says, do not do this, the mother must say, yes, you will not. If the father says, do not use the cell phone, the mother must say, not use that. I'm just giving examples. So if you are not on one page, you are a big problem. The child knows exactly how to manipulate, yet the child is a person they should read namaz to. Yet the child is going to do everything. But because you have not brought him up the correct way, the good man. That is why now the child knows how to manipulate between two people, mother and father. For example, to tell lies is a very big sin. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Masanik al-Munafiq, the three signs of Munafiq, In those days Allah Ta'ala should inform him of the munafiqeens. But now we don't know to inform, no one can inform us, but Rasulullah says, whatever he informed us, that is our information and that is what is right. He says a person has the three bad qualities in him is a munafiq. To that extent one hadith is mentioned, that if a person even in namaz also, in kifas also, but if he's got this bad quality, three qualities, he's a munafiq. Now what is a munafiq? You know what's the meaning of munafiq? Inna al-munafiqina, right at the Jahannam, right down is in the lowest of the lowest picture. A person who tells lies is a munafiq. Now we in our homes today have formed the habit that we begin to tell lies of opinion to the children, teaching them that you must tell lies also. Now if the father comes on this, one person comes to meet the father and he knocks at the door. The moon knocks at the door. He tells the son, tell see, the father is not here. He goes and says, my father is not here. Now what are you doing? You think he is a small thing, but you made him a liar. You take a lie, this is something that is not important at all. So in his life, lies to tell is something, nothing of no importance at all. Whereas it is so important that the child must learn to hate to tell lies. Learn to hate to tell lies. But we think he is a nothing at all. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One lady was trying to call the child don't want to come. So she did her hand like this. Some indication that come, like I'm going to give you something. Nabi Karim Sallam asked her, I said, no, really give her something? Give something? Yes, I had in mind to give khajur. He said, if you did not have any intention, then that lie would have been written in a book of deeds. That lie. Just imagine how much of lie you do today. But you know, I don't like this, you know, not parking the car in the correct way. Always, you know, they say Islam teaches us not to give taklif to anyone. Not to give taklif to anyone. Always think to yourself, if you were there and you had to wait for something, wait in that sense. The car ND 777909 Audi. 777909 and the ND 894637 in the Kia. Your red color. Please remove your car immediately. Islam teaches not to give taklif to Maulana, never to give taklif to. But what must we do? We can all and on, we can remind him, please remove your car. If you want to read your Quran namaz, read your Quran namaz, please go out immediately, remove your car. But not give taklif. Taklif is very. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him this much, that you know something, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I had in mind to give khajur. Just imagine how many of our parents today, how they mislead the child. I will give you this, I'll give you that. And they didn't give to, just to impress the child upon it. So lies is something you must never tell. And until unless you don't put in the heart of the child to hate lies, to hate. You have to hate lies. It's a munafiq. You don't know how big sin it is. And every one of us are telling lies. Rasulullah said that do not make a person that we don't think between namaz and keeping fast. Yet you be a munafiq. So you must not learn to tell lies. Telling lies is very, very bad. It blackens the heart. And especially with a child, you must teach the child. And you must remember, after prophethood, the greatest quality is honesty. Nabi Karim Sallam was considered. The greatest quality after Nabuwat was honesty, to be honest. So what's the meaning of honesty? You never tell a lie. Look at it, you know the famous story of Sayyidina Muqaddin Ali Rahmatullah Alayhi. His mother told him one thing, do not tell a lie. He had some money with him. The looters were there. They're taking, looting everyone. One, the leader comes to this person and says, oh child, you got something too on you? He said, yeah, I got something. He was surprised, poor, that how come this person telling the truth also? But the outcome of it, this person, what made you tell the truth? I said, my mother said not to tell a lie. That changed the whole situation for every one of them. So what it is that's very important, do not tell a lie. And the more you tell a lie in a house, and even though if you want to tell a lie, the child says important, I must tell a lie. But you must certainly make the hate to tell us. From the beginning, nobody tells us. The father and mothers are telling lies about the husband. Sad to see that, you know, there's no misunderstanding, there's so much of misunderstanding husband and wife, that that is why the children are not being misled. And the worst thing today is the cell phone. I'm not going to go into detail, cell phone, I spoke with your cell phone. If no one is hearing to revive, it's like burnt the mirror and khalas. You lead your own life. Remember, my dear friends, in front of Allah Ta'ala, you come to realize how much of harm you cause to your family and your mother. Allah Mani Fadid Kamai. The subject today is يُمَ لَعِنْكُ مَعُوا وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. What is qalbin saleem? That heart that is completely pure. That heart that is qalbin saleem. On that day, nothing will help you besides qalbin saleem. Your property, your children, no one is going to help you besides the heart that is completely pure, qalbin saleem. There will be no contamination in your heart. My dear friends, the greatest quality is to keep the heart as pure as possible. Now what is the meaning of keeping your heart as pure as possible? You must not have any kind of jealousy for anyone. You must not have any kind of greed for anything. You must not have any kind of pride for anything. You must not have any kind of malice for anything. Any kind of bad quality you must not have in your heart, completely for the clean. And that is what we are lacking today. Qalb Saleem is so important, that what we are lacking. The peace of heart that you are supposed to have, that must be completely free and completely pure, because that heart only Allah goes into. Allah Ta'ala only goes into that heart that is completely pure, and then on that day only that person will be most fortunate whose heart is completely pure. So here we have been taught one thing, that remember, the only way is you have to keep your heart clean as possible. When you keep your heart as clean as possible, what it means by that? You do not have one enemy, your friend and enemy alike. In short, I'm telling you, your friend and enemy alike. There is no more enemies in you. That's why you find the Puduganu being, they have no enemies at all. If someone harmed them, then Allah will not bust them. But Thani Rahmatullah Ali, he said this much, Ya Allah, whosoever has caused harm to me now or in the future, may Sabkum Maqfuta. How you keep the harm? I told, why for my sake someone will get punished in Jahannam? How they look at it? Today we don't say you are a Jahannami, you are this and you are that. Very easy we don't say that, but there are great people of Buzugana Deen, many of them maqfuta. That person was hitting you, was hitting so much, he said, I'm asking forgiveness. Every shot you hit me, I say, oh Allah, forgive you. I did not wait for you to ask me forgiveness. I have given forgiveness all the time. But we carry baggage in our heart. Ladies, I don't know what your ladies. They carry baggage for centuries. Their baggage will carry on. You give them the world now, they say, get nothing to give them. Don't talk about them. They're crooked, they're always telling them crooked. But we becoming crooked now too. We carry baggage too now. All kind of baggages. When she reminds you her story, you dwell at another story, so you remind her. You give me her double and triple. So what is happening there? That means you are carrying baggage, life is baggage, that means your heart is not clean. The road to suluk is one thing, the most important thing, not namaz and roza and zakat and tilawat Quran. That is Allah's command which you have to fulfill. The road to suluk is mera dil sab ke saath saaf hai. I forgive everyone. There's no such thing as, you know, I'm going to revenge. You know, in a person who takes the road to suluk, there's no revenge. Smile with everyone. Heart is so clean that man can slay you, he can run you down to the ground, but you look at him and smile. This is what you call suluk to Allah Ta'ala, the road to suluk. No one knows the word suluk, tasawuf. Tasawuf today is making zikr only. Tasawuf is not zikr. Zikr is only an assistance to become more close to Allah Ta'ala. But these are the things we have to learn to, that anyone, a small child, will tell you something will not affect you. A big person tells you not to affect you. The heart is so clean. That's why Nabi Kareem so says, do not, O Allah, do not put me for one instant, one blink also, I must not go near my nafs. Keep me away from the nafs for one blink, for 1 second too. Because whatever you're going to do is because of your nafs. If you take anger too, it's because of your nafs. If you're jealousy, it's because of your nafs. He said, Nabi Kareem was a Nabi, so far. He said, Ya Allah, I want you not to give me 1 second, so I must not leave me on my hand of my nafs. And we are completely on our nafs on all ways. Yet you're doing namaz, you're doing everything too. Whereas if you want to know this is the road to suluk, a man may not only read 5 times namaz he reads. He may not keep his nafil fast, he keep all the part of Adhan. But he got this quality that I'm talking about, subhanallah. But if he got reading namaz, reading Tilawal Quran, and doing nafil and all the rest of it, all are very good virtuous acts, but that not make you a man. You not make a man, insan, adi, bano. That's the most important adi. But you haven't got it us. And that only can you get because the heart got a lot of sickness in it, and you only can sit in the company of the pious people, the right pious people, then they'll actually remedy you. That is if you are interested in giving remedies. That you are prepared to purify yourself, and you prepared, and the most important thing in this road to suluk is tawazu. Humility, you have to be humble when you accept all your faults. That person only accepts his fault, the humble person. You never look at a fire with a bad eye to anyone. It must come a condition in you when you're driving car or you're sitting somewhere, wherever, no matter where you are. Your eyes will only look at people with good eyes, with good intention. Not that. So this is what it is that you Ya Yulindakullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Allah Ta'ala says to you in the Quran, Ya kunu ma'as-sadiqin. If you are hurting people, that you must know you have been far from suluk, maaf karna. No matter what you are, you can be big Mawlana too, you can be Mufti also. Or you are a very pious person too. But if you are hurting people, you are far from suluk. Far from suluk. We look into the kitab of great people and look at the kitab of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He never hurt anyone, kisi ka dil mein dikha. And today we are hurting people from all sides, we are hurting people. All kind of things, people, positive statements, all kind of things. So this buzuk, they said, Ya yantakul akunu ma sadiqin. That's why one day one buzuk, in his khankah when people were sitting down there, and he said, Prophet, one youngster came and said, Brother Hazrat also. So he told him, Achaab, you make zikr Allah, Allah. You don't know a person who makes zikr Allah in the correct way. The correct way. 3 days is sufficient for him to go high. If he doesn't mean the correct way, 10 years and you can take no matter 100 years, nothing will happen to him. And then that khanka was a very big khanka. Or people were making zikr and all, and this youngster came there. Assalamu alaikum, acha, come make zikr. He started making Allah Allah. And he used to sit one corner and just make zikr, nothing else. After 18 days, the sheikh telling, MashaAllah, your condition is very good. I'll give you permission now. New permission. He got permission and says, must come to teach other people too. When he got the permission to give others, also teach others, all the others from there who were there for years, jealousy is a bad thing for that. That's why your heart must be clean. What happened to him? We here for so long. We served for so long, no rejected, no permission, here is a positive, 18 days, but everything is gone. However, the sheikh came to know about it. When the sheikh came to know about it, he called each and every one of them and told them, listen, I want you to do me a favor. You take, each one take a bird and one slaughter. And instructor when no one is there. took the knife, and then when they slaughtered, they slaughtered. And they came so happy, when you slaughter when no one is there. After some time, that young person coming to them, animal not being slaughtered, and they were mocking at him, look at this Dalila, saying, "Do someone disrespect the sheikh. The sheikh told him to slaughter, and after they come without slaughtering, what happens? Disrespect." Sheikh looked at him and said, "What happened to you now? I told you, all of them slaughtered him, how come even the way he should? What happened to you? How come you did not slaughter anything?" He says that you gave one condition. The condition was you slaughter where there is no one looking. No one looking. Listen to me very carefully, because remember, this is what is important. You told me I'm a slaughter where no one is looking. Everything where I'm looking, Allah is looking at me. Everyone looking at me, Allah is looking. That Allah you are doing every day, that brought the condition in him that is completely in front of his eyes. You can't imagine Allah. The condition comes with that it prevents you from going committing one sin too. You told us that I'm a good slaughter where there is no one looking. Allah is looking at me. How can I slaughter? Then he looked at others and said, You see, this is a difference between you and him. Because why? He came for a purpose. He did not worry about anyone else, he worried about himself. Today we worry about other people. We worry about this person, we worry about that person. You lose your own basket in that. Hazrat, you know what you say? Worrying about the next person's basket, you lose your own basket. This is how today it is. Your house is on fire, but you're not worried about your house or next person's house. This is where it goes through, that's why you go nowhere. You may have knowledge of them, you know, some information you get. But what you were supposed to achieve, you will never achieve that. You never achieve that. The reason is because your intention is wrong, or you are not prepared to listen. So the Buddha told him this, Subhanallah, dekho. He said to him, dekho, his condition became that istihzar. Present of Allah, istihzar. Allah Ta'ala. Every second, istizar Allah Ta'ala. Your masjid istizar. Before I go further, there one person wrote to his Shaykh and told him, Hazrat, when I read namaz, I read maqam ihsan. I read namaz, maqam ihsan. Maqam ihsan means that Allah Ta'ala is looking at you. Allah Ta'ala is looking at you. The Shaykh replied to him, MashaAllah, very good condition, but only namaz. And then bazaar? At home. When you get the condition on in the bazaar, in at home and everywhere, then you must tell me. Then running down, mashallah. Driving car to Maqam Ihsan, istizar Allah looking at. Allah looking at. Going to bazaar, Allah is looking at you. Going to buy something, Allah is looking at you. Driving the car, Allah is looking at you. When you make it Allah, you stay in the company of pious people. It's very important to stay in the pious company to get this condition. No, must not think you read kitab, you get that condition. If you read kitab, you get the condition. Imam al-Rashid, Gongoi Rahmatullah, Imam Yaqub, they're so great, muhaddithins. Why they didn't sit in the company of Ahlul Baghdad? They knew what it is, that what you have to stay in the company of pious people. To get that, you get that, you must get. That is how much of sincerity we have in you. They don't even get it. And you won't get it, you don't have sincerity. So right till the end. So he told them, look, istizar, that look at it, maqam ihsan, ta'budullah kanna, that Allah is looking at you. Very easy to shake your head and say, you know, but time can do nothing, because you worry other people. Today people worry other people, what must do this, must do that, worry about own self. That's why they say, istilat se istinaf. To keep away from people is very important. The road to Allah Ta'ala is a very important thing to keep away from people. One of the most important conditions for a person to go to road to Allah Ta'ala, to get the nearer to Allah Ta'ala, closer to Allah Ta'ala, is to keep away from people. Keep away from people. Here everyone got a shock to meet people. So this Buzhu said, this is why, you saw not what you're doing. So Buzhu got a deen, got the deen in them, that they got this quality in them. When they get this quality istizar, then they, you don't know that every moment of theirs they're keeping away from sins. keeping her promises. She says, God, at present in that time, you will not even think of using a cell phone too. Why you use a cell phone? Because you have to stay there or not. You say, you know, my Shaykh, you know, the Maulana, what I can see. Why? Because you've got Tawr Maulana, not Allah Ta'ala. When a condition Allah Ta'ala comes into you, then you won't take a friend and go tell it to. It becomes so difficult. The shame will come into us. The shame comes into us, we can't do it too. When you take your truth here, you quickly have to change also. The shame comes, that shame will come. He's looking at me. You don't have shame over a Shaykh anymore. The shame for the person. You will not get angry with anyone too. Yeah, every small thing getting angry. Why? It's the Zar of thy Lord. It's the Zar of thy Lord. It's the Zar Allah Ta'ala. Praise Allah Ta'ala in front of you. Remember, you cannot picture Allah Ta'ala. Any picture you have is wrong, no picture. But we have that Allah is looking at you. Every moment Allah will come, the masjid will be so concerned. Allah is looking at me. You will not turn away from me. That condition comes into you. Continue making this dua. Continue making zikr Allah Ta'ala. Not to hurt other people. That's how people are doing today. So this is why you think that you can't achieve. Then it comes to a certain time that you become so close to Allah Ta'ala, because the greatest thing in suluk is to get the closer to Allah Ta'ala. The closer to Allah. And when you experience those things, then you come to realize what you are missing. Because you do not experience those things, then you don't want to look at anyone facing. You want to be only close to him. Then in certain times, Ya Allah, take me away now. Ya Allah, take me. I want to go away now. All those people who underwent those conditions, Allah, take me away now, I want to go away now. In the love of Allah, not because you can't say, you must not make us when going to taklif. In the difficulty, that time, not out of death. Better not for that. That is a Ya Allah, I cannot bear what you're giving me, that's why I'm taking away. No. I was shocked to meet you. I was shocked to meet you, that's why I'm going. But the Buzugana in reality, they ask for more life. More life, bigger life, my husband. That means my Qadar is always there. You don't have it, you know. This is, you know, Allah Ta'ala all the himmat de de kuch aur din ki khidmat karne ke liye. What a good intention that was. Aur din ki khidmat karne ke liye. Kaise yaar bas kya ho gaya abhi pata nahi. I'm just trying to tell you that if a person had this kind of, when you got life, you got hopes. As long as the person got life in him, you got a lot of hopes. Likewise, the person got life, he can progress. So if you begin to think, Ya Allah, I'm going to give you more life, I can become more closer, dear to you, then that is something. That is something. But if you want just life for the sake of just life, so Buzugan and Deen, when they wanted life for progress, to become more closer, dear to Allah Ta'ala. How to become more dear and dear to Allah Ta'ala. And when they do anything, they begin to think, we did nothing. They did nothing. No matter how much of hard work they do, they think that they did nothing. So their desire is that they live more longer, so they become more progressive and more dear and dear. So most important thing in today's majlis, what I was going to speak about, keep your heart clean. If you want to shine, shine means the noor must come into your heart. I'll never forget what Hazrat is one statement. Allah only goes in the heart of that heart that is pure. If you have the slightest good for anyone, whether it's for your wife too, whether it's for your wife too, the slightest bit of any kind of, you know what, husband and wife, a lot of things happen. The wife tells, remind her wife to husband too many things. Sometimes husband doesn't tell the man also. I get surprised when men don't carry baggages. Ladies carry baggages. But now men do carry baggages, which I don't know. It looks like that. Never ever. Always think to yourself, this majlis will suffer. And always think, I want Allah to look at me all the time. The only way is make zikr of Allah Ta'ala, and side by side, zikr and fikr. Fikr means this much, at any time, do not hand yourself to your nafs. Because everything happens because you hand yourself to nafs. Your nafs will tell you fight with the wife. Your nafs will tell you fight with this person. Your nafs will tell you that. And Nabi Kandam said that, oh Allah, do not leave me for one blink of this. I too, do not hand you over to that nafs. to this multi-siddhis camp, as far as possible, become more close to Allah Ta'ala. The only way is to keep your heart as clean as possible. Your relationship with everyone must be one. There must be no such as enemies. If there are enemies in you, that means there's something wrong with you. Because everyone, like of Nabi Karim Sultan, everyone, they have no enemies at all. Haji Nafza Rahmatullah Alayhi wrote to his Khalifa and said, being this quality in you, that you have no, your friends and your enemies are the same. If you got this quality in you, you got everything. Allah Ta'ala Mankin Tawfiq wa Sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. على عقب المتقين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة التعين في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة والنجاة. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من القول والعمل والخير، إنك على كل شيء فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة، توفني مسلما في الصالحين. وصلى الله تعالى على كل سنة في رحمة الله.